You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, it's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, which means it's that beautiful time of year where some people think Te Reo Māori is going to be shoved down their throats once more. Lily and I are going to have a bit of a chat about what the week means to us, but before that, like any good wire piece, I thought I'd go into a little bit of history. The last 200 years or so have been pretty rocky for te reo. At the beginning of the 19th century, obviously before Pākehā settlers arrived, Māori were the sole proprietors of this land of a long white cloud, and te reo Māori was the predominant language spoken. But Pākehā became the majority by the early 1860s, and English became the dominant language of New Zealand. Increasingly, te reo was confined to Māori communities that lived separately from Pākehā. For the first half century or so of European settlement, the Māori language was a common way of communicating. Early settlers were dependent on Māori for many things and had to learn to speak the language if they wished to trade with them. Most Pākehā did not understand, and maybe still don't, that the Māori language was also an essential expression of Māori culture, important for Māori in maintaining their identity. Speaking Māori was by this point now officially discouraged, and many Māori themselves questioned its relevance in a Pākehā-dominated world where the most important goal seemed to be to get ahead as an individual rather than a community. The Māori language was suppressed in schools, either formally or informally, to ensure that young Māori assimilated with the wider community. Some older Māori still recall being punished for speaking their language. I've got plenty of stories from my own family where my grandparents were beaten or caned or reprimanded. By the 1920s, only a few private schools still taught Māori grammar. Many Māori parents encouraged their children to learn English and even to turn away aspects of their Māori culture. This included naming your children English names rather than their tūpuna names. Increasing numbers of Māori people learned English because they needed it in the workplace or on the sports field. Kōrero Pākehā were seen as essential within many communities. Every year since 1975, New Zealand has marked Māori Language Week. This is a time where New Zealanders are encouraged to celebrate Te Reo Māori and to use more Māori phrases in everyday life. Te Reo Māori is undergoing a resurgence, with more and more people, both Māori and Pākehā, speaking Te Reo. There are Māori language schools, Māori radio stations, and even a Māori television channel. All that being said, for me personally, I think Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is a bit outdated. Back in the 70s, when Māori were fighting tooth and nail to keep the language alive, I think an entire week where the language was celebrated would have been a great victory. But nowadays, it seems more like a kind of sentiment. If you really genuinely care about Te Reo, care about its significance to Māori, care about its significance to New Zealand, then why would we confine its celebration and normalisation to just one week?
Kia ora too.
Kia ora.
And on that point, so yeah, do you enjoy Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori? Do you feel happy during this week?
The thing is I wish it was just another week, you know what I mean? And I see all of these companies coming out. Like, I saw a BNZ ad on Sunday, and it was the head, I don't know, some token Māori guy speaking some phrase. And I just thought to myself, you know, why, when has BNZ ever given a shit? About until it's kind of fashionable to do so, which is what this week is, I think.
And you're right. I mean, it is becoming more and more fashionable generally. So perhaps there will eventually be a shift away from the week. Now, picking up on what you said, in the sense that in the 70s, a week might have been a really, really big deal. And we're, what, you know, 40 years away from that now, over 40 years. Why haven't we sort of progressed? Or why hasn't it grown? Why do you think, I mean, it's taken this long to kind of get where we are, where things, people do speak te reo, they use it, and it's much more fashionable, like you say.
Yeah, well, I think that's in part due to, you know, changing cultures and changes in society, and maybe Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori has something to do with that, but I just think that, you know, it just seems kind of almost like a token, you know what I mean? I said that earlier with the BNZ guy, the token Māori. I just think
a token gesture, you
yeah,
mean,
a token gesture. Yeah.
So, shallow.
If we really cared about it, then I feel like it would just be a normal part of every day of every year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rather than it just being...
And this is Pirauni Gloin, who is, he's from Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, but also one of the leading sort of... advocates, I suppose, of Te Reo Māori, and I'm hoping to speak with him after the show. He said earlier this week that why not start putting, actually, or take, you know, not focusing on Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, but focusing on Mahuru Māori, which is an initiative that came out of Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, and it's about speaking Te Reo Māori only for the entire month of Mahuru, that's September. So throughout this month, and that's, I mean, that's the next step, right? You grow
that
it out from
a week
to a month.
It's all about progression. I'm just sort of, you know, thinking about why it hasn't kind of occurred.
And also, the other side of that, yes, you go from a week and then you go to a month and then maybe you go to the year, but it's like, okay, well, when, at what point is it actually normalised as one of our official languages, which it is, and it's the indigenous language of the country? At what point is it normal just to have it in everyday language? It's not like a spectacle in the week or in the month.
Well, do you think that that's sort of like a generational thing? You know what I mean? So there's an older generation who, you know, feel as if it's getting shoved down their throats every week.
Right.
But I feel like increasingly young people, they're embracing it a lot more. So you think that's a generational thing?
Perhaps,
I think it's a cultural thing.
I mean, that's, well, like you say, there's a lot more Pākehā now who speak it, right? So if there is increasingly a bigger group of people who are actually accepting, not only accepting, but welcoming of it, then, yeah, who knows what it could be in 5-10 years.
Exciting.
Perhaps a good place to end.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.